His presence, the anointing, the oil, this morning. Lift your hands high and whisper that name, Jesus. That's right. Engage. A divine visitation this morning, divine impartation this morning, divine help this morning, divine grace this morning. Something is dropping right now. Lift your hands high at the count of seven. You scream, I receive, and place your hands on your head and receive what God is dropping. Father, let it drop. Let something explode. Let something change. Let something drastic happen to someone here. Igaloga yada da 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 da. At the count of seven, you scream, I receive. This last day is the everybody's day. This last day. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Thank you. Wave your hands and give him the praise. And there is a presence here. There is a presence here. I believe that things have happened already. But in the next few minutes, something will fall. Give another praise to Jesus. We are here for the night's final session. And I believe that God will do something tonight. I'm looking at the fire frequency, part 3. Chapter 2, verse 2 verse 1. Unto them cloven tongues as a fire. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven, rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And we're all amazed and we're in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Verse 13, others mocking said, this man are full of new wine. We stop there. This morning, we want to understand the assignment of the fire. Before we understand the assignment of this fire that we're about to catch this morning, we need to know the situation of the apostles before this fire. And I believe that many youth here this morning, and even adults, can identify with the situation of the apostles. Their master had performed so many miracles, power, manifestations. Suddenly, he was arrested. They didn't understand. Suddenly, the man who raised the dead, who did all these things, was crucified. What's happening? Suddenly, these people found themselves locked up in an upper room, wondering what to do with their lives. I want you to understand the situation they were in before the fire fell. I'll identify five situations with the apostles that I believe the fire came to handle. Number one, timidity. It was a situation of fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear for their lives. The situation of timidity. I'm sure they were thinking, if the man that could raise the dead could be killed, who was safe? Maybe you are seated here tonight as a youth in a situation of fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of premature death. A certain fear that you cannot define. We are here for the fire to melt off the fear. In the name that is above every name, anything called a fear of premature death, a fear of the unknown, a fear, whatever strange fear it is, it dies this morning. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Number two situation. Uncertainty. What is my future going to be like? The one who commanded and controlled and determined our lives is nowhere to be found. Uncertainty. There are many people seated here tonight. You come to church, but so many things are uncertain. My eyes are upon you, Lord, all of my hope is in you. I cannot hear what the future holds.
For you hold the future in your hands.
Uncertainty. Not sure of anything. For anyone in that category here today, that spell of uncertainty shall be roasted by fire. Maybe some people have spoken into your life until you have come to the point where you don't even believe you can have a future. Uncertainty. Number three, obscurity. They were in the hiding. Their lives were covered. They were in a situation of obscurity. Maybe you have tried your best and it looks like nobody cares that you exist. Your life seems to be under a cover, under a covering. You don't understand what is called favor. You are not visible. Even though you are not struggling to be known yet, it appears as if you are only just there. Number four, inadequacy. Where you feel like you are not good enough. You appear like you can't even do anything right. Inadequacy. This gives birth to inferiority. Low self-esteem. This is a major challenge of youth. Low self-worth. You don't feel like your life is going to amount to much. You feel inadequate. You feel inferior. You feel low. And that leads to number five, despondency. Which is more like hopelessness, discouragement, depression. Just abandon your life. So depressed, so discouraged, so hopeless. Maybe you are seated here today and you are in this situation of timidity and situation of obscurity and situation of uncertainty and situation of inadequacy and situation of despondency. I am here to announce to you today, every of this situation in your life shall be roasted by fire. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord most, amen. I am trusting the Lord with you that you are not going to live here with any trace of fear, any trace of timidity. I am trusting God with you that you are not going to live here with any trace of uncertainty, any trace of doubt about your future. I am trusting God with you that you are not going to live here with obscurity. The devil will not tolerate your life and ignore you. I am trusting God with you that you won't live here with inferiority, with inadequacy, with low self-esteem and low self-worth. I am trusting God with you today that every spirit of depression, mood swings, discouragement about whatever it is, hopelessness, every trace of that this morning, I decree they shall be roasted by fire. 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 I prophesy to someone here. By the time this conference is over, your parents will see a different you. Your friends will see a different you. Your classmates will see a different you. Your neighbors will see a different you. Your community will see a different you. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord the praise and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Timidity can never be my portion. Uncertainty cannot survive in my life. Obscurity cannot survive in my life. Inadequacy, low self-esteem, low self-worth can never survive in my life. Despondency, depression, discouragement, hopelessness can never be my portion. The fire is coming on my life this morning and deleting everything that is of God in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. You believe that something is happening to you? What happened? What was the assignment of that fire? We have seen the problem that they had. What became the outcome of the apostles? Number one, they acquired, or rather they ended with a spirit on fire. We dealt with that the other day on spiritual intensity. A spirit on fire. By the time the Holy Ghost had come and was true with them, they ended with a spirit on fire. Number two, they ended with ears that were opened. They heard the sound. Suddenly there came the sound of a rushing mighty wind. They ended with ears that were opened. And I announced to someone here today, every trace of lukewarmness that has not yet disappeared, by this fire night, by this anointing service in the next few minutes, I declare that lukewarmness shall die permanently. Every trace of struggle to pray, struggle to fast, struggle to evangelize, struggle to worship, struggle to give, struggle to live for God, I decree the struggle is deleted forever. You are saying amen, say louder amen. And I prophesy the open ears. Everyone trusting God to hear God, pertaining the choices of your life, the decisions of your life, career choices, the course to read, the person to marry when it is time, the kind of friends to keep, the choice of relationship. Everybody trusting God for ears that can hear, for eyes that can see, and for spirits that can understand. I announce here today, by the outcome of this impartation, your ears are opened. Eyes are opened. Understanding is opened. There were those who had the gifts to hear, to see, to understand before. It appeared as if they disappeared. They shall reappear right now. Somebody say a loud amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So number one, what happened? They ended with a spirit on fire. Number two, they ended with ears that were open. Number three, they ended with a life, with lives that were uncovered. When the fire stepped on their head, it became impossible for any devil to cover them. When fire, a house on fire is a house that is visible. It's a house. You don't need publicity for a house on fire. They ended with lives that were uncovered. Everyone whose life had been covered, witchcraft covering, ancestral curse covering, even some demonic agents struggling to ensure that nobody notices that you exist. Today, that cover is set on fire. It is set on fire. It is set on fire. From this moment forward, your generation cannot claim ignorance of your existence. Your world cannot claim ignorance of your existence.
in the name of Jesus.
Number four. Are you ready for this? They ended with a voice that could be heard.
Hey!
Every spirit of dumbness and mutism, today they are arrested.
And I declare that your voice shall be heard. Because of you, the voice of your family shall be heard.
That's right.
My,
you're worthy of our praise.
Voice shall be, voice of your family shall be. Le costo parata sataka kalabra. He ended with a voice that was heard as the Spirit gave them utterance. Every calculation from hell that says you shouldn't matter to this generation, that calculation is arrested. Ended with a voice that could be heard. Take your seat. Number 5. They ended with positive sound and news. Positive sound, positive news. It was noised abroad to carry the fire of God is to make news. Your life is not permitted to be a nuisance. News, not nuisance. Your life is not permitted to be a distraction. News that is positive. News that family can be happy with. News that generations can be happy with. Whatever is resulting in bad news from your life, today it is roasted by fire. Every root of evil report, every root of bad news, every curse of depressing news, every curse of discouraging news, every curse of unpleasant news from your life by the fire of the Holy Ghost today, it is roasted. Fire, news. Your life will not be a concern to your family, will not be a concern to your community, will not be a concern to your generation, will not be a concern to those who love you. And everyone battling with an addiction, substance use, or anything like that, I declare it is broken.
For your throne to be fired up, oh God, let it flow. Oh, consuming fire, God, I have come before your throne to be fired up, oh God. Let it flow. Oh, consuming fire, God. I'm coming from that room to be fired up, fired up, and let it flow.
Sense this very, very palpable, intense presence. Let me round off this word quickly so we step into what we are about to receive. It ended with positive sound, positive news. Number six, they ended with the command of audience. The command of audience. The command of audience and influence.
Hey!
Help him there. It was noised abroad. And the crowd gathered. And the people came. The command of audience. The command of influence. When you carry the fire of God, you don't beg to be heard. You don't beg to be followed. You effortlessly command audience. You effortlessly command influence. Actually, effortlessly command followership. People want to follow you. People want to hear you. People want to come around you because there is something you carry. Anything that drives away people from your life, today I declare the spell broken. Every spell of rejection. Every spell of rejection. Everything that makes people to run from you.
Every spell of rejection, every spell of disfavor, I declare it is broken.
Your life is an attraction. The joy of many generations. Many of us, at a very young age, God will give you very massive influence, massive command, massive control. After this convention, after this camp meeting, those who look down on you, who didn't think you are anything, who didn't think you can any good thing come out of Nazareth, who despised you, tolerated you, they will begin to look for your counsel. They will begin to look for your advice. They will begin to look for your input.
Hey!
The command of audience. We end with the command of audience and influence. And number 7, they ended with the flow of excitement and enthusiasm. The flow of excitement. The flow of enthusiasm. The flow of excitement. In verse 11, they said they were drunk with new wine. They were, verse 13 now, they were so intoxicated until they said they were full of new wine. When you carry this fire, you are filled with positive energy. Positive energy. Something exudes from you. It is excitement. It is enthusiasm. There is a permanent sunshine in your soul. Darkness has no place. When people are down and dark and depressed, they come around you and they receive sunshine. You are a mobile excitement, mobile enthusiasm, enthusiastic, optimistic, positivistic. Everything is vibrating, positive. Not despondency, not depression, not discouragement, not hopelessness. There are people you can't come around them. The atmosphere around them is so dark, so depressed. No, that is ending right now. Whatever is called depression is ending right now. I have 2 keys for you. Key number 1, consecration. Separation from the wrong friends, wrong company, wrong association, wrong lifestyle. Consecration, which means separation. Wrong friends, wrong association, wrong lifestyle, wrong habits. Nothing destroys fire like rubbish. You know firewood? Put garbage in it and it turns into smoke. Consecration. Number 2, desperation. Desperation. When the fire from the throne, let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Happened to me today. I am
of going to meetings and coming out the same. Let something change. Let the devil recognize in Luke chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible says, Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, I cannot return back home the way I came. I cannot return back to school the way I left. I cannot return back. And the sons of the prophet saw Elisha. And they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon him. I don't want to explain anything to anybody when I go home. I want them to see something. I don't want to explain anything to anybody when I return. I want them to see something. I want my family to see something. I want my classmates to see something. I want my neighbors to see something. I want my community to see something. Open your mouth and pray. Maya.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Your hands are before the fire is released. Anywhere you are this morning, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make it right with Jesus. I want help from God. I want forgiveness for my sins. Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles, pick your bags. Or you want to rededicate, you don't want anything to stop this fire. I know we must have taken several altar calls in this conference. But you are here today and you want forgiveness and mercy. Quickly come forward and let's get that done. While we also try to get the oil ready. Don't wait for who will come out first. I don't want any sin to stop me. I don't want any lifestyle to prevent me from receiving fire today. I want to be totally forgiven. Place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Jesus, come into my life and make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. I receive forgiveness for my sins, for my faults, for my errors, for my guilt. Have mercy on me. Forgive me, Lord. Help me to live for you. Help me to do your will. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. We worship you. We honor you. I pray for everyone here today. I declare the hold of sin broken. I decree grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' name. Stand up on your feet, all of you. Everybody be up on your feet. For the sake of time, moving and coming, they will remain here. But we apply the oil. In the name of Jesus. Fire, 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 fall on me. Let me finish all of them. As the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. As the day of Pentecost, fire, fire, yeah, yeah, fire fall on me. Fire fall on me like the day of Pentecost. Fire fall on me like the day of Pentecost. Just 1 minute. They will pass the oil around. Just take a dip of it and lift your hand up until you receive the instruction to place it on your head. I want you to be passionate. I want you to be on fire. Ancestral curses shall break. Generational curses shall break. Witchcraft curses shall break. Whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, they shall be broken today. Let's go.
Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Like on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Like on the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Fire, yeah, 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 yeah.
Fire fall on me.
Fire, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fire, fire, fire fall on me.
Like on the day.
Like on the day of Pentecost.
Oh, like on the day.
Like on the day of Pentecost.
Fire, yeah, 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 yeah.
Fire, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fire, yeah, 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 yeah,
fire,
yeah,
fire,
yeah, yeah,
fire,
yeah, yeah,
fire,
yeah, yeah,
fire,
like on the day,
like on the day,
oh,
oh, oh,
fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire fall on me, like on the day of Pentecost. Fire fall on me, fire, 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 fire fall on me, fire, 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 fire fall on me, like on the day of Pentecost. Fire fall on me, like on the day of fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. Like on the day of Pentecost. Fire fall on me. Like on the day of Pentecost. Fire fall on me.
Fire,
fire, fire.
Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Come and heart
your way. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come.
We are
Holy Spirit, God. Holy Spirit, come and have your way.
Come and have your way.
Holy Spirit, God.
Holy Spirit,
God. We are waiting, Lord. Spirit God,
Holy Spirit God,
come and have your way.
Come and have your way.
Holy Spirit God,
Holy Spirit
God, we are waiting, Lord. My mind.
I have made up my mind.
made up my mind.
I have made up my mind. Said you were not. Breathe on me, oh Lord.
I have made up my mind. I have made up my mind to
serve you for life.
Read on
me, oh Lord. Read on
me. I have made up my mind.
I have made up my mind to serve you.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. I made up my mind. Lift your hands up. Father, let the fire fall. And this marks the end of every trace of timidity and uncertainty and obscurity and inadequacy and despondency. I ask that this moment every spirit will catch fire, ears will be open, lives that were covered will be uncovered. Voices will be heard. News, positive news will be made. Audience and influence will be commanded. Excitement and enthusiasm will flow. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high with the oil. Your hands higher now. Let the fire fall. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, by the time I reach 7, you place your hand on your head and scream fire at the top of your voice. Father, let the fire flow. Let the fire fall. 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 In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 7.